So I didn't think she'd get to work anymore, maybe, but she went back to work at the carburetor plant after she'd stayed all 3 months. Mm-hmm. And she's just got along fine with it.
Oh, that's fine.
And she had checkup every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And now in December she goes back, but she's feeling good, so we're hoping that everything works fine. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she don't mind work doing anything, and she likes machinery. Mm-hmm. And so she's, well, she hadn't ever driven a tractor or done anything, but till she came here. And the first thing we did was to go to the woods and saw some posts and build a fence out here. So that's been our job all the way along.
I see. What sounds to me is if you're a good teacher.
Well, she's, I don't know, we work together anyway. And, she bought her set of tools. She was having some work done over. I was going to have my furniture made out of this chair I was talking about.
Yes.
So he made us, was beginning. I wanted the cabinet, but he didn't get to making it. But that was the first thing I wanted to have done. And he is dressing my lumber, some of it, and is fixing it. And I had made some of the doors, the tops, you know, glued it together and fixed it. So I had me after he died, well, she bought the shop, all the tools. And the shed that we had built, the boy didn't build the, raise it up high enough and it leaked too much. It's a good roof and good building, but it just didn't run the water. So we painted it and did around everything we could, but still it was leaking, and she decided that she didn't need all those tools. It was the whole business, planer and three or four saws, you know, and all those, and I don't know what all you call all that, but anyway, and some of it was just new. And so Mr. over here, his wife was here yesterday, and he wanted it. And he does things like that. Now he's built his home and it's really good. And he designed his home. See, he went to Knoxville and he took all that kind of work. And he's designed his own home and he's just a good architect. He's really good. And so he took the tools and bought them from it. And she kept what she wanted to out of it that she uses more. So she has her saws and different drills and things.
I see.
But we've just done fine, but J.W. Saves our hay last year and this year, part of it. But then we bought us a baler, one of those old tying kind of balers. And so we baled our hay, but we had to combine our wheat off of the field right up here at the corner. Now, you probably didn't notice this green clover field. When you turn like you go to the Springville, you come on straight down here.
Yes.
Well, that, now our land, we bought that down here, and that all goes, after she came down here, I was buying that piece up there, but John never did get his paid, not a red cent. I had mine about half paid, so the man at bank said he'd have to close out. I asked him if I could take it, and he said, yes, you can take it every bit. And so the banker's been awful good, Mr. William, and he's just been wonderful to me. He helped me with my dad's estate. I was administrator to Gavitt, and he helped me with that, and then mother's too. So he's just been wonderful all the way along. And my dad did business at the bank, so he knew all of us, you know, anyhow. And I thought, though, if she was going to help me pay for it, work, you know, here with me, it wasn't right for her to do it and not be in it. So I told her we'd just make the deed that the one that died first, it'd go to the other.
I see. Well, very nice.
So that's the way it is.